Good evening. John Garnier, 6 Narragansett Avenue. In sitting there listening to the audit report and in looking at the audit reports, my concern is there's material weakness. It's a pretty serious term. You heard that said. So my question and my hope would be in petition to the council is that you look into these matters and do what we used to call root cause analysis. In other words, why are these things happening? We were told in previous audits that these things were occurring, and we obviously failed in correcting them. So just sitting here and saying we'll correct them won't necessarily cut it unless we put some mechanism in place, and ultimately the buck stops with the council. And when it comes to policies and procedures, and it's talking about some of those policies and procedures, at your last meeting, in your packets, and this is from Jim Lathrop, who's doing an excellent job as our finance director. He really is a great public service. This deals with the personal property tax. It's dated on 5/23, and it lists 450 businesses that either are not current or have never filed. And I'm a small business owner. I get this form from the town. I have about $12,000 in taxable items, and I self-report that. But I really, when I look at this and I saw this, I really felt kind of stupid, because there's some pretty big companies on here that are in this town that have never filed. And we have no mechanism in place. And Mr. Lathrop points that out, our finance director, that we need something in place. But this sort of thing here just screams at every taxpayer, because we're all pulling the wagon. All of us pull the wagon. Well, except for some of us, I guess, don't decide they don't have to pull the wagon. So when it comes to policies and procedures, we need things in here, Steve. We need here, Mr. Manager, we need things in here to stop this sort of thing, because it looks like there's two sets of rules. And I know this council does not believe that there are two sets of rules in this town. But if you're a business owner, a small business owner, and you've got companies that are getting contracts in this town, and they're not filing, my God, how stupid am I? I just follow the rules. How stupid am I? So I leave it to you to rectify, to look into, but I strongly encourage you to do root cause analysis on some of the things you find in your audit report. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to respond to you, so if you want to stand there. The personal property tax list that you have, that's on equipment, people's
correct
computers, trucks, whatever.
Circular saws, things. Not necessarily trucks. That's covered under motor vehicle. That's a separate tax.
It's not trucks. It's separate.
Yeah.
Oh. So it would just be equipment that they have.
Right.
We also have a real property tax list.
Pardon me?
We also have, along with the personal property tax, there's another list that's called real property.
Correct. That would be...
And that's a list with delinquent taxpayers. And yeah, it is a problem. And we can have different policies for one section of the town or a select section, and the policy for the average person in the town who follows through and pays their taxes diligently, like good little soldiers who all march in and pay their bills. What's popped up is an ordinance, and I don't know if you're aware of it. I was not. An ordinance that was passed last August of 2012, which states that vendors providing service or products to the town of Westerly have to be current in their taxes. And there are some who are not. Or some who have maybe paid their tax bills recently, and this is on real property. I have not delved into the personal property yet. I've only looked at the real property. They may have paid their taxes recently, but they were awarded contracts and numerous people and were not current on their taxes. So I didn't pass this ordinance. It was passed August of 2012. And I've always said, an ordinance is only as good as the person who will enforce it. Otherwise, it's a worthless piece of paper. I don't know why it was passed. I don't know what the subject was that brought it up, but I think it's excellent, and it should have been followed. And obviously, it was violated probably a month or two after it was passed, and has been continuously since then. So, yeah, there are problems, but I think we'll take care of them a little at a time by chipping away at the stone.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I add?
And